You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Sometimes all you want is a hug. In fact, scientists say human touch benefits our health. But not everyone gets that interaction on a daily basis. That's why some people in West Michigan are going to cuddle parties. A cuddle party is a social event where people snuggle up in a platonic, non-sexual environment. Each one starts with a 45-minute long workshop on communication and consent. And that's what you're about to hear in this audio postcard.
Okay, so I'm Michelle. I'm your cuddle party lifeguard on duty, as they say. If you could introduce yourself, give your pronoun, and a little bit about either what draws you to cuddle party, why you keep coming back to cuddle party.
I'm Rosie. I think I've attended all but one that you've had in Kalamazoo. I don't get contact at home, so I get my contact and my cuddling here.
My name is Kalani, he, him, his. This has kind of become a sanctuary of sorts for me, a place where I can come and actually be myself, practice being myself, communicating with people.
I'm Robin. This is my first cuddle party here out of curiosity, but just maybe some more touch in life is never a bad thing.
We come out of the womb needing to be touched. There's a million studies that talk about, you know, touch-deprived babies that don't thrive. That need for touch doesn't change. People are touch-starved, and they don't even probably realize it. Some of them realize it and don't know how to get it taken care of. Each of you are going to take turns. One is going to ask the other, "May I kiss you?" The other person's job is to look the person that asked them the question in the eyes and respond with a no. Even if you want to say yes, in this exercise, you must say no.
Can I kiss you?
May I kiss you?
No.
Thank you.
May I kiss you?
No.
Yay! You've all been rejected. Sometimes it feels awkward to say no. Most people really don't like disappointing others. Know that no is a complete sentence. You can just say no and leave it at that. I had a party and I got feedback a couple days later from a woman who was online dating, and she had an offer for a date, and she turned him down because she had been to my party, because she had learned to say no and realized that she didn't have to do things out of obligation. It's now time for the rules of cuddling. So, who has rule number one?
Pajamas stay on the whole time.
You don't have to cuddle anyone you don't want to at a cuddle party ever.
You must ask permission and receive a verbal yes before you touch anyone.
It looks like this. May I touch your shoulder?
Sure.
May I stroke your arm?
Sure.
If I decide I want to do something different, I need to ask again. May I rub your head?
Sure.
Everything is going to be asked for. What I found through my own work post-divorce was that in my history, I was looking for affection a lot of times, and I only knew how to get it through sex. And so getting into what is platonic touch really filled what would have been a need for me earlier that I didn't know I had. When I tell you, I'd like you to pair up with someone you haven't talked to yet and take 3 minutes to share the questions that I'm going to give you. What kind of touch do you like? What kind of touch don't you like? What do you think your cuddle boundaries are for today's cuddle party? Or what do you think your interests are for today's cuddle party?
I like being held. I like scratches. I like rubbing, caressing. I don't like squeezing.
I don't like my shoulders being touched from behind. I love head scratches.
The rules of cuddle party are rules for life. It's just we make them about cuddle party. I would love to have every school child or high school student at least sit through a cuddle party and participate in learning how to say no and learning how to say yes and why it's important and all these things I think of as a young girl, how that would have changed my life.
That was professional cuddler Michelle Renee. About 160 people are part of the West Michigan Cuddle Community, a group on the networking site meetup.com. We'll have a link to that on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.